1220 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Michael Wallace. Erica Kirk spoke out last night for the first time since her husband Charlie's assassination Wednesday. She vowed his Turning Point USA organization will continue touring college campuses.
It will become stronger, bolder, louder, and greater than ever. My husband's mission will not end, not even for a moment.
She said the evildoers responsible for her husband's death have no idea what they...
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Ron Day has become the NCAA's all-time career rushing leader.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Still loose. The Badgers cover it up. Touchdown, Wisconsin. There it is.
And this game is underway with a bang. One more time. J.J. Watt.
Touchdown, Wisconsin. Hello, Russell Wilson.
On Wisconsin.
70 yards catch and run. Lee Evans, his fourth touchdown reception today.
Record-breaking run. Melvin Gordon. 4-0-8.
Picked off by T.J. Watt.
Badger football is on the air. Brought to you by American Family Insurance. Making life better by protecting your dreams. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers. Treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
So here we go from Saban Field at Bryant-Denny Stadium in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Seats just over 100,000. It is an 11 a.m. kick today, Wisconsin's first ever visit here. And in fact, it's only the second time a Big Ten team has played, the second team program from the Big Ten playing here at Bryant-Denny Stadium. Penn State is the only other one. They've been here a couple of times, Wisconsin here on a home and home. They were in town a year ago. Alabama was. We know how that one turned out. So we turn the page and onto this one. 2025 schedule has been talked about for a long time, and today marks the first game that was circled. It's Alabama. Has its own set of issues to work through after losing their season opener at Florida State. They took that out on Louisiana Monroe last week to the tune of 72-0. This can be a measuring stick type of game, but not necessarily a game to define what Wisconsin will be this season. Working with QB2 Danny O'Neill today, likely, who is making his second start as a Badger in relief of Billy Edwards Jr., who will probably miss his second straight game. He's going to go through warm-ups. They'll make a decision at that point, see him down on the field as we get started today. Matt LePay, the voice of the Badgers, the Hall of Famer, joins us. Matt, this is pretty cool. You and I walked in together, and being in Tuscaloosa, you've been here for basketball, but never a football game. There's history that we're kind of looking out in this bowl.
Yeah, we got a nice tour. We could have started happy hour. We had a lot of options. It is a beautiful stadium. And if you love college football, to be able to go into different venues, especially an iconic one against an iconic program like Alabama's, it's terrific. Glorious day, you know, blue sky. It's going to be a little toasty out there, but this is part of the reason we do all this stuff, right? To be able to visit venues like this.
Yeah, they're talking about a game time temperature as the game goes on to be in the low 90s, maybe up to 93, 94 degrees today. I don't know how much of an impact it'll have, but it certainly has an impact.
I think it's the reason, talking with Luke Fickell this week, it's the reason that coaches want hot weather, at least a few days of it in training camp, and they did have some of that. Now it's obviously been much cooler in Madison and throughout Wisconsin here the last couple of weeks. But it's, you have to, you do all the things, you hydrate and you do all that stuff. And I do think, Mike, with Wisconsin, with the depth in the interior of the defense, in other words, the biggest guys, they can keep those guys as fresh as possible, rotating them in. And some of these transfers, Javier Suggs was at LSU last year. You know, a couple of guys was at Tulane, Parker Peterson, Charles Perkins at UT Martin. So this for some of those guys, this is just another day.
Matt, what's the biggest challenge? We saw Alabama come into to our place a year ago and face this Wisconsin team. Paul Chris' very first game was against Bama in North Texas. What's the biggest challenge when you're facing a program and a roster that is made up like Alabama's is?
Yeah, you think back of that first game that Paul was coaching. Alabama had a running back who was pretty good. Last name was Henry.
yeah, we're still doing the
Derek.
Work, isn't he?
Yeah, he's pretty good. you know, the thing about this, Mike, I think for Wisconsin, is that you have to give yourself the best chance. And I don't know that they did that last year. Now, obviously, you lose your starting quarterback in the first possession of a game in Tyler Van Dyke. That changes things, but you know, that game was 14-3. Wisconsin was driving, missed a chance to get a touchdown. There was an opportunity there, but you're thinking, okay, you get three, it's 14-6, and maybe that's where you are going into half. Instead, the field goal is missed, and then Alabama comes back, bam, bam, scores, and it's 21-3.
Yeah.
So when you get these opportunities, you've got to get something out of it. And for me, it's going to probably rest first and foremost on the Wisconsin defense, which I think is on a path to be pretty good. Obviously a very good start, just as obvious, different level of player they're up against today. But if they can make their quarterback, Ty Simpson, uncomfortable, get him to throw a little off schedule, if they can disrupt guys like Mason Reiger, Sebastian Cheeks, if these guys can continue to get into the backfield and maybe knock the ball out, get a couple turnovers, that's the best path, because we all know Wisconsin offensively, with a makeshift offensive line, they've been moving guys around. It's unrealistic to think you're going to go from good to great in a hurry. That one's going to take more time, and that's a big storyline today. How will Wisconsin's O-line hold up?
Matt, and I want to expound on that. You and Tausch will go through that, I'm certain, as you get closer to game time. But that might be the biggest challenge today, is Wisconsin's offensive line to hold up against the defensive front seven. Very athletic, very gifted, very talented. Bama.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, Wisconsin didn't run the ball particularly well last week. Remember, almost half the rush yards were, you know, the little reverse action end around with Tresh Kekahuna, and then with Vinny Anthony, it was very tough sledding for Dylan Jones, for Darion Dupree, and Cade Iacomelli. And I maintain those guys are very talented. I think Dylan Jones has the makeup where he could be a star, but you got to give him a little bit of room. He's getting hit pretty much when he's getting the ball in his hands. So if they could find ways to carve out some space for those guys. And I do think also, Mike, we saw this a lot through the years as Barry was building the program. You could shorten the game. You know, take your time offensively, get some first downs, keep Alabama's offense off the field, and win the field position battle, all those things that aren't really sexy, but they are really important, and I think especially so for Wisconsin today.
So I mentioned quarterback off the start. We'll know in a little bit as they go through warm-ups on availability. But the sense is that it would be Danny O'Neill. What does he have facing him then? It was just after we talk about offensive line play.
Yeah. Danny is the confidence, which I don't think he's ever lacked it. At least I get that impression. Because his own admission, he does play with a chip. He thought he was under-recruited coming out of high school. Had a good year at San Diego State last year, but wanted to get to a Power 4 program, and Wisconsin had looked at him. There was interest the first time around. I do think there's a certain charisma, I guess you would say, about him that seems genuine. His teammates really buy into it. He doesn't play with any fear. Now, having said that, he's gotten away with a couple throws that
correct.
He probably won't get away with against a team like Alabama. But there is for a guy who's not physically all that big, there's a toughness to him, and there's a quality that I think his teammates really admire. So I thought they were better at that position with more experience at the quarterback position than a year ago. And the early returns have backed that up. Now, we'll see today. This is why a guy like Danny O'Neill comes to Wisconsin for these kind of opportunities. Really curious as to how effective he could be playing the kind of defense he's up against today.
Matt, let me finish with this. In my beginning here, I talked about a measuring stick game, but not a game that defines what this team is for this year. What's your view of what's at stake here today and what we'll learn?
Well, I think what I want to see out of this team is just take a good hard swing. You know, don't roll over. And we know they've started slowly offensively. Then you need to start fast defensively. You can't be staring up at a 3-touchdown deficit in the first quarter. I want to see these guys play as well as they can, make Alabama beat them, as cliche as that is, because to me, next week is huge. Big Ten play starts. You're at home. You're against Maryland. But give yourself a chance in this game, and I don't think the injury to Van Dyke obviously was pivotal, but I just, the way that game unfolded last year, I don't think Wisconsin gave itself much of a chance. It has to do that. Be as mistake-free as you possibly can. And if Alabama's better than you, so be it. But make them beat you. Don't just give it to them.
Very good. Mark Tauscher is in the building. He'll join Matt on our pregame coverage a little less than an hour from now. Game will kick at 11:05. Still to come, we'll have our minute with Mac. We'll check in on the Badgers in the NFL. Chat with Jesse Temple from Badgers Connect. And go down to the sidelines with Patrick Kerb. Coming up next, we'll talk Tide with their play-by-play voice, Chris Stewart. He'll step in when we return. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese are produced with 4 generations of our family's expertise and commitment. We start with the best dairy farms providing high quality milk so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese, a proud partner of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
Whether you're cheering for the Badgers or caring for your land, we know you're all in all season long. And Case IH compact and utility tractors are all in too. Mowing, digging, hauling. Our equipment, designed to meet the needs of America's farm fields, makes caring for your home field easier. Your Case IH dealer can show you how our equipment can make this season a winning one. Case IH, built by farmers.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's go-to for quality furniture, name-brand mattresses, and unbeatable service. As a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, Steinhoffels is helping you gear up for game day. September 26th through the 28th, spend $1,999 or more at any Wisconsin Steinhoffels store and get a $100 University Bookstore gift card, perfect for picking up the latest Badgers gear. Relax. It's Steinhoffels.
Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese are produced with 4 generations of our family's expertise and commitment. We start with the best dairy farms providing high-quality milk so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese, a proud partner of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
The Badger Sports Network.
The Badgers come up where the goal line stands.
From Learfield.
Wisconsin Badgers football proudly brought to you on 97.5 FM WFHR by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Rapids Transmission, Junkyard Bar and Grill, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen all season long on 97.5 WFHR, streaming live at WFHR.com and on the Civic Media app.
If you're looking for the perfect spot to cure your sweet tooth, visit El Cafe. They've got an incredible pie selection daily with options like apple, pumpkin, and blueberry. They've even got cheesecakes like cherry, triple berry, and fudge. El Cafe pies are the perfect way to end a great meal or just a good excuse to stop in for a slice. See what all the fuss is about at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Now available for pre-order or with meals. Stop by El Cafe and grab yours today by calling 715-887-2233.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
At Bryant Denny Stadium in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, I'm Mike Heller. Game time set for 11:05. Matt LePay, Mark Tauscher will have the call. Patrick Herb on the sidelines for the game today. Bama beat Louisiana Monroe last week here in Tuscaloosa, a lot to nothing. So catch this. At Bryant Denny Stadium, Bama has won 85 consecutive games against unranked opponents. The last loss in 2007. The Crimson Tide has been ranked in the AP Top 25 for 281 consecutive weeks. That's every poll going back to the 2008 season. Currently, they're 19th. That's underperforming. And we welcome in Chris Stewart, the voice of the Crimson Tide. Let's take you back 2 weeks ago to the game that opened against Florida State. A bit of a wake-up call for the fan base. They didn't like it. What's the reaction here within the program? What have you seen? And last week, Louisiana Monroe obviously took the brunt of some of that punishment.
Mike, the best 90 minutes that I spent last week were on the practice field on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Because it was the one time I was inside the bubble of the noise and everything that you talked about. They had moved on from Florida State.
Sure.
They were rattled by it. They were ticked. They were very disappointed, embarrassed, unhappy, and that's none of which is meant as any form of disrespect towards Florida State. But Alabama didn't play well, and it was very surprising because they had practiced extremely well for 2 weeks leading up to it. You know, when you practice poorly, it's not a surprise to anybody when you play poorly. But when you have the type of practices that Kalen DeBoer's team had leading up to that, and then you start off as well. I mean, that was a 16-play, 8.5-minute, 75-yard drive to start the game. It was dominant. And you go, here we go. Mm-hmm. And then you give up 7-play drive that really was jump-started by the fact that they completed a 3rd-and-11 for 35, 40 yards,
sure.
Set up a first and goal, and they score one play later. From that point forward, it was a different game and a different approach. And I think the fact that they could carry the practice success into another week of good practice, but then play the game the way they had prepared was huge for this team. We know ULM is not FSU.
Yeah.
We know ULM is definitely not Wisconsin. But it was encouraging to see them do what they did on both sides of the ball, play as clean a game and as efficient and dominating as they were supposed to, and then by all accounts have gone back and worked well and prepared well again for what we know will be a tough physical Wisconsin team.
Chris, fan bases like that of Alabama have very little patience, correct? I mean, it's an understatement. You go
true.
From Nick Saban to Kalen DeBoer. What's he facing and what's his reaction to that lack of patience that likely exists here right now?
I've never seen a more steady, focused, locked in individual that's not rattled by anything. There are no highs and lows with Kalen DeBoer.
Yeah.
It's steady across the board. I made the statement after traveling with him, not this summer, but the previous summer, which was his first in Tuscaloosa. Hadn't coached a game yet, but was making the speaking circuit, and in my role, I would go with him a lot. And I made this statement then to people, the football will be evident, but I have never seen a more humble yet self-confident individual than he is. He is extremely comfortable in who he is without any arrogance, but without any fear of the situation.
Yeah.
He knows where he is at the University of Alabama. He knows and understands the expectation. He's embraced the tradition and all of it, but he's not overwhelmed by it. He's not consumed by it. One of the things Nick Saban did so incredibly well is understanding that you can respect your tradition, but you can't wallow in it. And just because you've had a century of primarily success, it doesn't mean, or more than a century, it doesn't mean that it's guaranteed. But you also, at the same time, have a responsibility to uphold that. And they know they didn't do that in week one. They know they didn't do it last year.
Yeah.
But they feel like they're in a better shape of understanding how you have to do it week in and week out now.
Last year we saw Jalen Milroe at quarterback. And obviously, he had a very good season. Ty Simpson waited his turn. Tell us about what we'll see in Ty Simpson.
He's a very talented, athletic quarterback who was the number two dual threat QB coming out of high school in Martin, Tennessee, where his father is the head coach at UT Martin.
Yeah.
The stereotypical coach's son, if you will, but a guy who's incredibly talented and skilled in his own right. And the great thing for this team and the great thing for Ty, he's clearly the starter.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he understands I got to do it week in and week out because the guys behind him, in Austin Mack especially, a little more experienced guy, and the true freshman Keelan Russell, who was the number two prospect in the country coming out of high school in Texas, they're knocking at the door, and that's a good thing because he knew last year, or now last week, excuse me, that Austin Mack was going to get a series. So when Austin came in, he had to follow a guy that was gone, just gone 17 for 17. Right. That's pretty impressive against air, let alone against a Division I opponent. So it's he runs well, but he is primarily a passer, and he's got some great weapons to throw to and should be even better today with Ryan Williams expected to be back and available.
Ty Simpson, just to belabor the point here a little bit, 17 for 17 a week ago, 226 and three touchdowns. That's a pretty good day. Let me finish on this and ask you about the bigger concern after the opener. Was it the defense or the offense? And last week, that defense that we wonder about concern, obviously against Louisiana Monroe, but 12 tackles for losses. So they took over a week ago. Yeah. If there's a concern, which side of the football is it on?
Yes.
That's a good
answer. There was that week. They knew who they are and what they're capable of defensively. Yeah. Same time, they know they're – who they are and what they're capable of on offense. Here's two things that when you're – it's typical most fan bases, but especially at Alabama, they expect whoever runs out of that tunnel wearing that uniform to be elite.
Yes.
The truth is you were without your – you didn't run it effectively in the first game, and you were without Jam Miller, your best, most experienced running back. You also gave up too much on the run and up the middle against the FSU offense, and you did have Tim Keenan III available to clog it up, one of your true leaders, captain, in addition to being a great defensive lineman at the nose slot. Those are just two of the pieces you are without that you really hurt. Guys stepped up. I don't know how many. I don't know if we'll see Tim or Jam today. I think you'll see Ryan Williams, but I think they're more comfortable lining up whoever they put there as opposed to 1 week ago.
Chris, appreciate it. Good to visit with you.
My pleasure. Thanks.
It's great to be here. Listen, I mean, this is a bucket list for a lot of us, and we haven't been here. So very cool to be here.
We had an incredible experience, and I'm not talking about the game itself, even though that was fantastic. And obviously it helps that it went well for Alabama. But the whole experience of being up there for Alabama fans, your people were terrific. We had a great time, and hopefully we extend the same hospitality, at least until kickoff today.
Fantastic. We appreciate it, Chris.
Thank you
very much.
Appreciate you.
When we come back, our Minute with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation, customized logistics solutions to keep you moving. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Shop the bin!
Whether you're cheering from the stands at Camp Randall or from the comfort of your home, Piggly Wiggly is proud to stand with the Wisconsin Badgers. We're the local grocer that's been part of Wisconsin game days for generations, stocking everything from brats to chips to cold drinks. Because when it comes to Wisconsin pride, we're all on the same team. Piggly Wiggly, local since forever and proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Piggly Wiggly, shop the pig!
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
And welcome back to our true crime podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and experience the Clary difference.
Badger football is on the air.
And the Badgers defense puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, Truly Unruly is now a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. We've upped the ABV to 8% so you can take your parties to new heights with flavors like Tropical Twist, Berry Blast, Citrus Crush, and Strawberry Smash. Unruly is the ultimate party starter. Whether you're watching the game from the stands, the screen, or just here for the tailgate, grab an Unruly and let the fun begin. Hard seltzer with other natural flavors. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, LLC, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Everyone wins when we take care of the environment. GFL delivers affordable, sustainable waste handling solutions to keep customers green for life. Diverse services include commercial waste and recycling collection, roll-off dumpster rental, and more. Customizing options to meet your specific business needs. GFL is the total solution. A local, trusted service provider in solid waste collection, recycling, and disposal services, providing you with safe, dependable, and efficient solid waste and recycling services. Green today. Green for life. GFL.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
Back with you at Saban Field, Bryant Denny Stadium in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. I'm Mike Heller with the Badger pregame show, taking up to Matt LePay, Mark Tauscher, and Patrick Herb. They'll have the game call. Patrick will be down on the sideline, kickoff at 11:05. Among the storylines today here, the only other program in the Big Ten that has played at Alabama is Penn State. They did so in 1990 and again in the early 2000s. For Wisconsin and Bama, this will be the fourth all-time meeting. The Badgers lost last year 42-10. Luke Fickle is 0-2 all-time against Alabama. He lost to the Crimson Tide in the 2021 college football playoff game while with Cincinnati. Time now to hear from Wisconsin Athletic Director Chris McIntosh. Here's Matt LePay with our Minute with Mac.
Our Minute with Mac is presented by Evans Transportation, customized solutions to keep you moving as we visit with Wisconsin Athletics Director Chris McIntosh. Recently, one of the events, and one of the favorite events, I think, for a lot of the supporters of Wisconsin Athletics, the Forever Badgers Brunch. You get to hear from a couple of athletes, one past, one present. This year it was Frank Kaminsky. And Marianne Picard has been a part of two national championship hockey teams, and that only scratches the surface of her accomplishments. She's brilliant in the classroom. But that is one of the really fun events, isn't it?
It really is. You know, it's an opportunity to connect, you know, the people who have supported the academic endeavors of our student athletes with the athletes themselves. And then, you know, Frank delivered an incredible message of gratitude about what this experience has meant to him and what it's done for his life. And then you're left inspired with someone like Marianne Picard, who, as you mentioned, winning two national championships in women's hockey might be the least impressive thing on her resume. Someone who's just been inspired by her connection to the community. It's going to influence the direction she goes in her career field, and she's destined to do some very, very impactful things.
Yeah, she's been terrific in the community. She's in graduate school studying biomedical engineering. I described third and sixth. Even Frank was saying, I can't match up. But that's the beauty of this. And it always comes back to me, Mac, that as much as college athletics have changed, that remains the same. I mean, you've got a good group of young men and women in the room, the loyal supporters, and I would hope that gives people comfort. Like, that isn't changing, is it?
That's absolutely right. It's easy to get lost in all the headlines and everything that's happening in the industry and you know, closer to home here. And when you have the opportunity like we did at that event, it's a good reminder of what we're all in this for. And the experience as a student, the experience as an athlete, it's a life-changing experience for our Badgers.
All right, that is Chris McIntosh, and that is this week's Minute with Mac.
All right, thank you, Matt. Still to come, we'll check around the Big Ten, and we'll visit with Jesse Temple from Badger Connect. But next, our Badgers in the NFL update, brought to you by Cunis Auto RV Group. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
If you want to be a running back, there's only one place to go. Running Back U, baby. Right here at Wisconsin, where legendary players and unbeatable records are born. And when you want to defeat cancer, there's only one place to go. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, where our own unbeatable team takes on cancer like no other hospital. From pioneering new treatments to defeating cancers no one else could,
Right here is where the best of the best come together to change the game. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
He's got the speed. He's got room. He's going to score.
No one gets you closer to the game than SiriusXM College Sports Radio.
For the win. Got it. Let's go.
Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through regular season and into the postseason. We've got your team covered anywhere you go.
Deep to center field. Oh, it's gone!
Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/CollegeSportsRadio2025.
With corn rootworm costing farmers up to $1 billion a year, you need the right strategy. Introducing Durastack Trait Technology, featuring three powerful modes of action to strike corn rootworm at full force, outsmart, outmaneuver, and outmatch their every move with the industry's first triple BT protein stack built for corn rootworm control. Take back your yield potential. Make your move at Durastack.com. Available for the 2027 season.
Giving back to the community is a pillar of Wisconsin athletics and one that we're proud to emulate here at Brewpub Lotsa Matsa Pizza. As a proud partner of Wisconsin athletics, Brewpub is proud to announce our support of local heroes through our partnership with the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. With every purchase of the new Brewpub Patriot Pizza, we're helping support veterans, first responders, law enforcement officers, and their families during difficult times. Look for the new Brewpub Patriot Pizza today in your local grocery store and enjoy a great pizza for a greater cause.
This is Badger football.
Tight pocket. Down he goes. Inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Does Donald Trump's big bill provide the largest federal spending cut in U.S. history? No. Spending cuts in the bill that Trump signed wouldn't be the largest ever, despite claims by Republican U.S. Representative Scott Fitzgerald. The original House version would have nominally cut over $1.6 trillion over 10 years. The final version cut even less, $1.2 trillion. With $4.5 trillion in tax cuts, the act will increase federal debt by a massive $3.3 trillion over the next decade. Nonpartisan analysts say the plan's cuts would rank behind a 2011 law's $2 trillion in spending cuts. As a percentage of GDP, it doesn't rank in the top 5%. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
Mike Heller with you at Bryant Denny Stadium in Tuscaloosa. Saban Field is what we look down at. We're going to be on the east side of the stadium from our broadcast vantage point. We welcome you aboard. Badgers have allowed just 10 points through the first two games a year ago. Wisconsin wasn't good at all at sacking the quarterback. Understanding the competition, the Badgers ranked second in the Big Ten and sixth nationally with six sacks through 2 weeks. Time now for our Badgers in the NFL update. Brought to you by Cunis Auto RV Group, the Midwest's favorite dealership group. Here's Nick Brusewitz.
Week one of the NFL season is in the books, and many former Badgers were in action, one of which reached the end zone. Beginning in the Meadowlands, the Jets fell to the Steelers 34-32 in a contest that included a handful of former Wisconsin players. Most notably, Braylon Allen finished his day with 9 yards on 6 carries, but he did get this 8-yard touchdown in the second quarter.
In the backfield, hand it to him. Allen bulldozing, and he is right there and in for the touchdown.
That's Ian Eagle on the call for CBS Sports. On the other sideline in the game, TJ Watt recorded 5 tackles, 2 of which were for a loss, while Keanu Benton added 2 tackles of his own in the victory for Pittsburgh. Over in Indianapolis, the Colts dominated the Dolphins 33-8 on Sunday, with running back Jonathan Taylor compiling 71 rushing yards on 18 carries, while also adding 3 catches for 27 yards, working alongside quarterback Daniel Jones for the first time. Talking about quarterbacks, Russell Wilson had an inauspicious debut with the Giants in a 21-6 loss to the Commanders in Week 1. The quarterback completed 17 of 37 passes for 168 yards, while also churning out 44 yards on the ground. Wilson and the Giants will look to get back on track in Week 2 against the Cowboys on Sunday. Lastly, Vikings linebacker Andrew Van Ginkle recorded 5 total tackles, including a tackle for a loss, in Monday night's 27-24 win over the Bears at Soldier Field. He even had a near interception in the fourth quarter that would have likely resulted in a pick 6 for Minnesota. Van Ginkle has emerged as one of the best playmakers at his position in the league, and he's now off to a strong start in 2025. That's Badgers in the NFL for this week. I'm Nick Brusewitz.
All right, thank you, Nick. Up next, a look around the Big Ten. A couple of games last night. Our pregame show continues in a moment. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill, because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hey Badger fans, Jesse Temple here. With Badger Connect, I'm telling the stories no one else is. The inside moments, the behind-the-scenes access, the features that take you deeper into Wisconsin sports. And while you're reading, you could be winning every month. We're talking premium tickets, signed gear, even once-in-a-lifetime experiences with your favorite Badger teams. Support the sport you love, get content you can't find anywhere else, and win big. Join us today at BadgerConnect.com.
It's game day in Wisconsin, and nothing says game day like a Clements brat or hot dog sizzling on the grill. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, Clements brings you authentic, handcrafted flavor that's been a tradition for over 70 years. Whether you're tailgating outside Camp Randall or cheering from home, make every bite a winning play with Clements. Make it memorable with Clements brats and hot dogs. Pick up at your local store today.
Looking for seed that performs? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans deliver top-tier performance, field-tested reliability, and trusted local FS expertise. Your local FS crop specialist is here from planting to harvest, helping you get the most out of every acre, every season. Seed that performs, support that delivers. Ask your local FS crop specialist about FS Envision and FS High Soy, or visit FSC.com to learn more.
All across the Badger State.
All the way! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
When you bundle renters and auto with Progressive, you can save while protecting your most valuable possessions, like your priceless vinyl collection. Sure, you sleep on a futon because the money most people would have spent on a bed you spent on more records. But forget the fact that you can stream just about any song ever created for a few dollars a month. No, no, you need to listen to music in the most difficult way possible. So go ahead and get Progressive so you can save while protecting the things that matter to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use VolunteerWisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
We welcome you to Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Wisconsin and the Crimson Tide will kick off today at 11:05 Saban Field at Bryant Denny Stadium. The Big Ten features a couple of in-conference matchups today. The league also features two top-ranked and top-ranked two teams in the country and three of the top four. Number one is Ohio State in this week's AP rankings. Penn State is number two in the nation, Oregon fourth, and Illinois ninth, Indiana 22, Michigan is ranked 23rd in all of the land. A couple of games played last night, not hotly contested. Number 22, Indiana beat Indiana State 73-0. Mendoza, their quarterback, threw for 270 yards and 5 touchdowns in that game. UCLA, not as fortunate on their home field. They fall to 0-3. They were beaten by New Mexico last night, 35-10. Games that are going to kick off simultaneous to this. Number 4, Oregon in Evanston against Northwestern in a Big Ten matchup. That will kick at 11 a.m. Number 23, Michigan is home against Central Michigan. Nebraska is also in action, and Maryland will play at 11 a.m. 2:30 kicks today. Number 2, Penn State home with Villanova. USC in a Big Ten matchup on the road at Purdue. Those are the highlights there. Ohio and Ohio State tonight in Columbus. That's at 6 o'clock. A little bit later, UMass at Iowa. The Hawkeyes are 1-1. That kicks at 6:30. And Minnesota goes out west to take on California in a 9:30 kick. After the break, we'll check in with sideline reporter Patrick Herb. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
For the ultimate sports betting experience, get in the game at Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Unleash your inner champion with dozens of betting kiosks, a VIP deck, high-end bar, first-class restaurant, broadcast booth, a 2,000-square-foot video wall, and more. It's a sports fan's paradise, 24/7. Bet above the rest. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Visit the website for more. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on-site.
At Jones, we make our sausage, bacon, and ham the traditional way, with simple ingredients and a commitment to distinctive quality. But what we're really proud of is how they taste. Our bacon is dry-aged. Almost no other manufacturer takes the time to do that. And our all-natural roll sausage is made with just 3 ingredients: pork, salt, and spices. That's it. It's attention to detail and quality that you can taste in every bite. At Jones, we've been making breakfast better since 1889, and we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Hey Badgers, ready to one-up your rivals off the field? Abbott and the Big Ten are back with the We Give Blood Drive. By showing up to donate blood, you can help your school win $1 million for student or community health. Score a limited edition home field designed Wisconsin t-shirt, and most importantly, save lives. Go to bigten.org/Abbott to find a donation location and put Wisconsin in the lead. That's bigten.org/Abbott.
Few things can match a rockin' fifth quarter after a big Badger victory, but a pregame tailgate bash at Camp Randall with a grill full of Usinger sausage is awfully close. Hi, this is Robin Yao. A parking lot filled with the delicious aroma of Usinger sausage cooking up on a crisp, cool fall day is a Wisconsin football tradition. Nearly 150 years of making Wisconsin's finest sausage guarantees you've got the best. The elf on the label means quality on your table.
Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
We continue on. Wisconsin at Alabama. The game will kick at 11:05. This is the first of 6 scheduled games against teams currently ranked in the AP Top 25. Bama is 19th. October, the biggest month of the ranked teams, at 23, Michigan on October the 4th. Then number 1, Ohio State, comes to Madison on the 18th, and a trip to Oregon on October 25th. But right now, we'll stay here, and in the moment, we go down on the sideline with Patrick Herb. And Patrick, let's begin. Well, I want to get to atmosphere and things of that nature here in a moment, but let's start with availability, and we'll begin not with a quarterback, but with the offensive line, and some shuffling going to have to go on there.
Well, we'll see about that. You know, last week, Wisconsin trotted out a pretty different offensive line than they did in game one. There were some growing pains with that. I think that was pretty obvious. And we'll kind of have to see what today looks like. The biggest question mark is Jake Renfro at center. He missed last week's game with a lower body injury. He's on the availability report today as questionable. Notably, so is Billy Edwards. I don't think we're going to see him, but it is an upgrade from him being out last week. And then the other one that's notable is Perkins, Charles Perkins on the D-line. He's also questionable. We'll have to see if he could go. That would be a big loss if they don't have him, knowing that Corey Walker is already out. Corey Walker missed last week's game. He's another one of those transfers on the defensive front seven. So back to Jake Renfro, I think the feeling is that he's going to be able to go. He's going to be able to start. Yeah. And that would be a huge lift for this team, knowing some of the snapping concerns that happened last week with Kerry Kadonko at center. They trust Kerry if they need to use him. And then they also have been repping Ryan Corey, the redshirt freshman, at that position. And I think we'll have to watch as the game plays out. But all signs are positive so far. Jake Renfro's out here right now, moving around pretty well, and that would be a big lift for this team.
Billy Edwards Jr. is chomping at the bit. He wants to go. They'll make a decision here shortly. But has Maryland maybe been the target on that?
It depends who you talk to. If you talk to Billy, I'm sure it is the target. Right. If you talk to the sports medicine staff, they might be a little more conservative. Knowing that that game is so meaningful to him,
right.
I think that he's going to do everything he can to play. But I know Luke Fickell's been pretty open about saying sometimes you have to protect kids from themselves or young men from themselves. And he loves guys that are like that. He'd rather have to pull them back than to push them forward. But Billy's a competitor, and this might be one of those cases where if he's ready, they want him against Maryland. If not, they know they have a bye week after that and a long season ahead.
Patrick, we haven't been here. The only other Big Ten school that has been here in this stadium is Penn State. You were here early this morning. Give us a sense of, as I look at this 100,000-seat stadium, give us a sense of the surroundings and what this feels like.
Yeah, the team is staying in Birmingham last night, which is about an hour away. So the actual time in Tuscaloosa is really limited. Yeah, so I took the early bus with the equipment staff this morning because I wanted to soak in some of the atmosphere around the stadium here in Tuscaloosa. And it's a gorgeous campus, I can report. I can understand why people want to go here. You know, brick buildings, Victorian style, a lot of Greek life. The student body dresses up nicely for the games. We'll just leave it at that. And so there was pretty elaborate tailgates outside. It's a festive environment, even at 6:30 in the morning when I was walking around this morning. And so you could tell and you could sense the pride and how important Alabama football is down here inside the stadium too. It's a beautiful stadium. It has a very NFL feel to me. A lot of suites, a lot of premium areas. It's very symmetrical, where a lot of college stadiums kind of get built up over time, like Camp Randall, where they don't mirror each other. This one kind of does. Over 100,000 seats, which I was curious. You know, Wisconsin has played in big venues, but I thought, okay, if there's 100,000 people, does that rank anywhere in the largest crowds Wisconsin's played for? No, it wouldn't even be in the top 30.
Really?
Knowing that Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan all have gigantic stadiums. It is going to be hot here, too. It's probably around 80 degrees right now and climbing into the high 80s. I don't think it's going to be as hot as some of those muggy days during training camp in Platteville, if I'm being truthful, though.
Yeah.
So I hope that that's not a major concern. They've got all the cooling apparatuses on the sideline that you can imagine. The other nice thing is that it's a natural grass playing surface, and that actually probably keeps the temperature down a little bit. And it is pristine. I mean, you could putt on this thing. I've seen municipal golf courses with shaggier greens than this right here. So it's a gorgeous day for football. And this game is an anomaly. And I know that everybody on this travel party and all the fans that made it here, I think there's going to be a decent presence of Wisconsin fans because it's a bucket list. I think they're going to appreciate the fact that this is a game Wisconsin gets to play in and hopefully plays well.
Yeah, it is one of those get-to things. And I love the home-and-home feel of it. Patrick, we'll visit with you throughout the day. Thank you.
Looking forward to it.
When we continue, we'll hear from Jesse Temple, Badger Connect. That is coming up next. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Whether you're cleaning up to host a backyard game day party or just powering through your fall projects, you can count on the performance of Steel. From blowers to chainsaws, Steel tools are built to go the distance. With legendary quality and real dealer support, you'll find the right tool and the right team for every job. Steel, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
You power your day with passion and purpose. It's the same for Alliant Energy. We're modernizing the grid, blending new, renewable, and traditional energy sources to meet growing demand safely and reliably. We're rising to the challenge to meet your energy needs today and for generations to come. Visit AlliantEnergy.com.
Bradshaw.com/poweringbeyond to learn more.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter, experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
At Jones, we make our sausage, bacon, and ham the traditional way, with simple ingredients and a commitment to distinctive quality. But what we're really proud of is how they taste. Our bacon is dry-aged. Almost no other manufacturer takes the time to do that. And our all-natural roll sausage is made with just three ingredients: pork, salt, and spices. That's it. It's attention to detail and quality that you can taste in every bite. At Jones, we've been making breakfast better since 1889, and we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
This is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good, and the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You can support your natural defenses, increase wellness, and propel your health to the next level in 100 days. If everyday life is a struggle, you have concerns on viral activity, or need a general shift to greater wellness, visit Family Natural Foods today. All natural products can increase immunity, bolster your first lines of defense, and help you thrive in today's fast-paced world. Enzyme Defense for Immune Health and Mucus Stop for Allergies and Congestion are on sale. Stop in today. See what Family Natural Foods can do for you. West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
And we continue at Saban Field, Bryant Denny Stadium, Tuscaloosa, Alabama. I'm Mike Heller. Jesse Temple from Badger Connect joins us now. And this is one of those get to, like, we're lucky to be able to do what we do, to be here in this atmosphere or something. You know, I'm not going to speak for you, but I've watched on TV my whole life, and to be here and in person, kind of a cool little deal. Now, they're not going to worry about it, the players, but for us, kind of cool to be here.
It's easy to get caught up in the result and what's going to happen in 3 or 4 hours from now, but I consider it a real privilege to be here. When this game and this series was scheduled 6 years ago, yeah, I thought, man, I hope I'm still covering the team so I can go down to Bryant-Denny Stadium and see Wisconsin play Alabama. So it's very special to be here because we know it's a bucket list type opportunity. Wisconsin doesn't just come down here every year or every decade.
Right. Earlier this week on Badger Connect, you had a chance to do a video visit with Mike Tressel. His defense has been very good through 2 weeks. I imagine that there's an upbeat feel, but obviously this is the stiffest test they will face.
Very much so. He talked about how good the offensive line was going to be. And I think what the first 2 weeks have shown is that they have reason to be confident coming in here, because it is hard to know where exactly is this team given the competition. You're going to find out today. But he said the challenge is we've got to be able to stop the run, and we've got to be able to contain those wide receivers on the outside. And it's easier said than done, but they know the challenge they're about to face.
And by the way, you can get that video and the weekly coverage that Jesse has at Badger Connect. It's a subscription-based, but it's fantastic, and we hope that you go there. Let me ask you about the biggest challenge here today. And I've always thought when you face a team of this talent level, whether it's from the SEC or upper echelon Big Ten, that the ability to block their defensive front seven and keep them out of your backfield is paramount to having any success. How difficult is that for a Wisconsin offensive line that is tested in other ways?
Yeah, it's interesting because Alabama in the first two games somehow has not recorded any sacks, which feels sort of flukish. I believe they had 12 tackles for a loss a week ago and a blowout against Louisiana Monroe. But I think what we saw to the offensive line a week ago, we know how much better they need to be. And it was a challenge because you had four guys occupying four different spots. Joe Brunner at left guard was the only one who was in there from week one. But now that they've had a week to be able to play together a little bit, they know they're going to have to put together the best performance an O-line has had here in a long time.
Jesse, let me finish with this. A year ago, Alabama came into Camp Randall. late in the second quarter, it appeared that Wisconsin was going to get on the board again and maybe going to the locker room feeling pretty good in a one-score game. Didn't turn out that way. They miss a field goal. Alabama takes a two-play drive, goes the length of the field, and flipped the entire game. If Wisconsin's going to compete today to make people interested in the late third and fourth quarter, what do they have to do?
Well, it's impossible to play a perfect game, and certainly under these circumstances, but you can't shoot yourself in the foot, obviously. Yeah. And you got to be able to start a little bit faster. Defensively, they've performed very well, but you look at the scores, and it's 3-0 at the half against Miami, Ohio. Right. It's 14-10 at the half against Middle Tennessee. Yes, there was a fluky turnover there, but you just can't have those things happen. I think Wisconsin just needs to put itself in position when you get to the second half, you've got a chance, and that's progress right now, and we'll see what happens from there.
I asked Matt LePay out of the gate. It's not a measuring stick game, but we are going to make some – we're going to glean something from what happens today. How does that work for us?
Well, look, they haven't won a game of significance, I would say, in the Luke Fickell era yet. They're 0-6 against top 25 teams. They're 3-11 against teams that finished the season with a winning record. I'd say the year one win against Minnesota was certainly a big deal, but that Minnesota team finished with a losing record. So if Wisconsin is able to pull this off, it'll be the story of college football. Wisconsin would have an opportunity to end September 4-0 going into a bye week, and you would feel like, okay, maybe Wisconsin is back. So there is a lot riding on a game like this. The good news for the Badgers, of course, if it doesn't go their way, they've got ample opportunity to play some other top 25 teams. But you'd like to be able to do this when you've got a game on ABC where the nation is watching.
Yeah, should be interesting. And Maryland will open the Big Ten season with Wisconsin a week from now at Camp Randall. Again, check out Jesse Temple's work at Badger Connect. Thank you, Jesse. Ticking closer to kick time just after 11 o'clock, 11:05 will be the kick time. The voices of Badger football, Matt LePay and Mark Tauscher, will take over next. I'm Mike Heller. Thanks for being here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Looking for seed that performs? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans deliver top-tier performance, field-tested reliability, and trusted local FS expertise. Your local FS crop specialist is here from planting to harvest, helping you get the most out of every acre, every season. Seed that performs. Support that delivers. Ask your local FS crop specialist about FS Envision and FS High Soy, or visit FSC.com to learn more.
Preparation is the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger pride, powered locally.
No big deal, but you've been earning Kohl's Cash for 20 years. That's two decades of checkout wins. To celebrate, enter a month-long sweepstakes for a chance to win $200 in Kohl's Cash. Plus, save on fall faves during the customer appreciation event now. Yep, two decades of Kohl's Cash is a big deal. Shop Kohl's and brag accordingly. Coupon ends September 21st. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Sweepstakes end September 30th, 2025. No purchase necessary. 20 winners per day. Limit one prize per person for entire sweepstakes. See Kohl's.com for official rules and details.
On game day, there's nothing like tailgating, touchdowns, and Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Twisted Tea goes down smooth and tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. Cool, refreshing, and a 5% kick of alcohol. Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Look for the bright yellow cans where you buy beer. Keep it twisted, Badger fans, with Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Please drink responsibly.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits,
we can't read a poker face,
deep cuts, and some authentic cringe.
This is
from 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination,
our compassion,
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
DOT.
Badger football is brought to you by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Fabic Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. Modelo, brewed for full-time Badger fans. And by Cenex, powered locally. This is the Badger pregame show,
which continues from Saban Field at Bryant-Denny Stadium in Tuscaloosa. A clear sky. Kickoff temperature expected to be in the mid-80s and climbing to about 90 or so here today as the Badgers and the Alabama Crimson Tide play the second half of the home-and-home series. Alabama taking care of things last September at Camp Randall, and now the Badgers make the visit to Tuscaloosa for this matchup here today. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Alongside Mark Tauscher, I'm Matt LePay. And Tausch, let's rewind your personal clock as a football player. When you come into a venue such as this, I mean, obviously you played at the Rose Bowl, you played at Ohio Stadium, these big venues.